So Hasbro-owned Wizards of the Coast will not recognize, or at least not voluntarily recognize, the Game Worker Union. Boy, isn't this a strange turn of events, because Wizards of the Coast has billed itself as being a very progressive company for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years now, and they will not recognize the union. And I think this is how they get rid of people. I think they're going to see who joins the union. I'm telling you, as someone who's been in a company that has unionized and the employees got gone, they're basically looking for ways to cut people, to lay people off. They're talking about going all in on AI. And you're going to put a huge target on yourself. I'm just saying, I think they already know this, though, because the reason they're unionizing is they're worried about layoffs. And in that case, I actually do agree. I mean, you get what you can get, especially if you've been with the company for a long time. If you can get your bag, get your bag. But just realize that it's going to come with a cost a lot of times. And, you know, when people talk about us, they talk about how they think we're anti-union. The only time I'm really anti-union is when the asks are ridiculous, that they're outside of the purview of the employee. Like the, you know, there were some of these crowdfunders. I think it was Kickstarter. They had a union and they wanted, the employees wanted to be able to put the kibosh on campaigns they did not ethically agree with. So basically people they did not like, they wanted to blacklist them from Kickstarter, and that is outside the purview of the employees. That's up to the publisher. And if Kickstarter is a publisher, it's up to the publisher if they want to publish, you know, somebody's stuff or not. I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree with them demanding that Kickstarter be anti-NFT or whatever it was either. Again, that's up to the publisher. You don't want to work at the widget factory. You don't like the widgets, don't go to work at the widget factory, right? I also don't like entertainment unions because they tell you what you can and can't do. And there really is no value proposition, like Hollywood especially. Like, they will shut your ass up. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take gigs outside the union in a lot of cases. It's ridiculous. I basically don't like being told what to do. And this is coming from a guy who's been self-employed a lot in his life. So don't tell me what to do. But in this case, yeah, I understand their concerns. I would have concerns if I worked at Wizards of the Coast. So we're going to talk about this because it's very, very interesting to see progressive WotC being like, yeah, we're not going to recognize your union. So kick rocks, guys, kick rocks. You all rolled a one. So go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. Reefers help support this channel for less than the cost of one super chat. You get some paywalled content. You can join the reef and help keep us on the air. So thank you very much for that. I'll have to unionize. I'll just unionize against myself. That's what we're going to do. So this is coming from game developer. Wizards of the Coast declines to voluntarily recognize Game Worker Union. When we spoke up about our desire to unionize, they responded only to the press. Now, let's back it up a little bit. This is coming from the Seattle Times. They said, workers at Wizards of the Coast, maker of Magic the Gathering, to unionize. And they said they're worried about layoffs. They said they have concerns over layoffs and return to work. A return to work mandate. Oh, no, guys. God forbid we go into the office. Employees with the Renton-based game studio Wizards of the Coast, which also owns tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, Hasbro wound up with D&D by accident. They didn't want D&D. It came with the Wizards acquisition, and the reason they went after Wizards is they wanted Pokemon cards. And God, I bet they wish they still had Pokemon cards now. But they wanted the Pokemon cards, and then that whole thing, they split off and whatever, and they got saddled with D&D. So that probably explains a lot. Like, they don't know what to do with it. They announced Monday they're forming a union in affiliation with the Communication Workers of America. These are the same people, I think, that unionized at Kickstarter and I think Image Comics and any kind of like white collar office job. Said last year's layoffs at WotC are the main motivation for game designers, programmers, producers, and artists at the company to unionize. Said Zib Vane. Is that your real name? Zib Vane, a WotC game producer who is supporting the efforts to join a union. Essentially, everything we heard up to that point was we were doing great, everything was super successful, and Magic was making a ton of money. And then the layoffs hit. Yes, how do you make even more money for your shareholders? Well, you fire people. And then you bring in some ass-tastic artists. You have your current artists cut corners. They've been caught swiping art from other artists, and you'd use AI, and then you just say, oh, we're sorry. I know we said we weren't going to use AI. It must have slipped through the cracks. You know, and that's the difference between, like, let's crank this card out at nominal cost, you know, cost of some tokens, or pay somebody thousands of dollars to paint this artwork, and times how many cards they crank out per year, right? Essentially, everything we'd heard is that we were successful. Okay, so big tech companies, including Seattle's Amazon and Redmond's Microsoft, have been rapidly shedding jobs due to AI spending and pandemic overhiring. The trend has extended to the video game industry, which has experienced widespread studio closures and project cancellations driven partially by higher development costs. And also, nobody's buying the games because they don't want the games. You're spending $200 million on games nobody wants. A recent survey by Game Developers Conference found that one-third of the industry's U.S. employees were laid off in the past 2 years. Holy hell. Wizards of the Coast hasn't been immune to the layoff trend despite the company's financial prosperity. In March of 2025, WotC employees posted on LinkedIn that the company had laid off roughly 30 employees working on the virtual tabletop game Sigil. 2 years earlier, its parent company, Toymaker Hasbro, slashed around 1,100 jobs, a fifth of its workforce, due to soft sales. Nobody wants your toys, your Star Wars toys either. WotC revenue grew by a record of 45% in 2025, driven by standout performance of Magic that helped lift Hasbro's profitability. Bain said that WotC employees dread more layoffs despite the company's success. Yeah, that's the thing. It used to, everything is upside down now. It used to be that, like, as long as you were bringing the company money, your job was probably safe, but that's not how it works anymore. Now it's about maximum revenue. And if they're like, well, we can make X number of dollars with 50 employees, or we can make even more than that with 40 employees, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter if we got 40 or 50 employees, because 10 of those employees don't really do anything, or they don't bring any meaningful value. They're overhead. They're pencil pushers. They're whatever. And we can use AI for that, or we just don't need them. Right? We'll outsource their job because we don't really need them. There really is no loyalty with corporations. So in this particular case, if the reason you're unionizing is to make sure you get a good severance package, I actually agree with it because the alternative sucks. I've been there. Like I said, I was management at the one company I worked for. I was there for a pretty good chunk. I was there, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. And then they just were like, hey, you know what? Yeah, bye. You're gone. Bye. Yeah, your whole department, gone. Bye-bye. Did I get a severance package? No, because the company was hurting financially and they didn't want to give me anything. And I didn't sign anything because I was young and stupid. And now my boss got, they had to buy him out. He got like a freaking $500,000 or some shit to go be unemployed. That was crazy. So yeah, if you can get that deal, take that deal. But it is very interesting to see progressive Wizards of the Coast not recognizing the union. So that brings us to this article as game developer. Okay, we talked about that. It said Magic the Gathering Arena developers who are attempting to unionize as WotC, Wizard of the Coast, as United Wizards, God, these union names. As United Wizards of the Coast, CWA, that's UWOTC, CWA, claim Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro have declined to voluntarily recognize the union. Of course not. Of course not. They asked leadership at Wizards and Hasbro to voluntarily recognize their union by May 1st. That deadline has now passed, and union workers claim their request was met with silence. What will happen to you? See, also Ubisoft is, boy, I hope you guys, you know, are able to work something out with them, because you're going to be in the line of fire. You're absolutely, I mean, it's, you basically gamble your career whenever you choose to unionize, especially now, especially when most of these corporations, they have all the cards, no pun intended. Well, yeah, pun totally intended. They hold the cards, and you don't have the bargaining power that you used to have. So if you're going to do this, just be aware there's a damn good chance you're going to lose your job. Next round of layoffs, they're going to let you go. They're going to come up with another excuse. Macroeconomic circumstances, because of the war in Iran, the gas prices, the whatever, they'll come up with some bullshit. But the reality is you tried to unionize and they didn't want to deal with you. and they're going to get rid of you. And that's how it's going to go down, because I've seen it happen in person. I worked for a guy before. He had a very, very successful printing and publishing company. We did a lot of magazine printing and book binding. And he also had several newspapers. I was the editor of one of those newspapers. He sold off the printing division just so he didn't have to deal with the union. Like, they decided to unionize, and he's like, I ain't having it. I'm selling the whole thing, and you can deal with the new owners. And that was it. In our letter to management this past Monday, we called on Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro to take the high road and voluntarily recognize our union by Friday, May 1st. That deadline has come and gone with no direct response. Management claims to be committed to ensuring every person is heard, valued, and supported. However, when we spoke up about our desire to unionize, they responded only to the press. Last week, a Wizards of the Coast spokesperson told Kotaku the company was carefully reviewing the union's request. Our employees are the lifeblood of what makes us great, and we are committed to fostering a workplace where every person feels heard, valued, and supported. We just don't want to pay them more. We believe we have a strong connection with everyone at Wizards of the Coast, and that direct relationship with our employees is essential to how we work together to capture the imagination of our fans and players, inspiring a lifetime love of our games. We appreciate hearing about the needs and interests of our employees through this filing, and will respond through the appropriate process. We're going to call our lawyers, and we're going to be like, do we got to recognize this shit? Because we do not want to pay these people more, and we would like to be able to get rid of them as soon as the magic AI machine is fired up and ready to go. They previously filed an election petition with the National Labor Relations Board to push for recognition. The group said it's attempting to unionize to increase staff well-being by pushing for generative AI guardrails and layoff protections. They're going to tell you to get fucked. This is corporate speak for get fucked. Like, you're not going to tell us what to do. You're not going to tell us, Hasbro, the biggest toy company in the world, that we're not allowed to use AI. Because as long as the customers don't care, we don't care either. And we don't care until we get caught. And that's the truth. More than 30,000 people have signed a public petition calling on Wizards to recognize the union. The members are now urging fans to keep up the pressure. We still maintain that the success of our union is inevitable. The company is, well, that's the thing. Like, they can form a union, and it doesn't matter if they get the blessing of the company or not. The company still has to deal with them. But like I said, this is Hasbro. Chris Cox is the CEO of Hasbro. He's from Microsoft, and he is all about the AI. And he's going to be like, do we really need these people? We're just going to restructure the whole company and get rid of them. Ubisoft did it. They had a union in, was it Canada? And I think a day after that went into effect, they shut that studio down because they did not want to deal with it. So I'm telling you, a whole bunch of you are probably, if this does not, good luck, but if this does not go the way that you were hoping, you're going to be looking for new jobs. And there aren't a whole lot of jobs out there. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm an old dog. I'm a realist. I've seen it happen. We cover it on the channel all the time. These companies will go to ridiculous lengths to make sure that their employees are not unionized because they don't want to deal with the union. So, more power to you, but, it is what it is. That doesn't make me anti-union. That doesn't mean I'm trying to bust a union. I'm just telling you how it is. This comes from Blue Sky, of course, Blue Sky. If you D&D nerds, need this put in another light, this is Figer on Blue Sky. The adventuring party, the union, are about to take on the potentially corrupt king, WotC, about their practices harming the people, workers, and customers. Are you siding with the adventurers or the king? Well, the king is siding with the shareholders and doesn't give a shit. Really. I mean, I'm sorry. It sounds all nice and whatever, but the warm fuzzies that WotC has cultivated over the last 10 years with the Tumblr audience, that is a mask. That is how the company gets customers to jump into the boat to part with their money. The truth is, they don't give a shit. And it's the same with the flags and the bio, the whole, we were going to recognize people for this or that, whatever. There might be individual activists at the company that want this or want that or whatever. I'm telling you, the guy in charge of Hasbro right now, Chris Cox, all he gives a shit about is maximum revenue. That is it. And if you get between him and you get between the king and his pile of gold, He's going to turn into a dragon, bite your fucking head off. Okay. But, you know, you do you, boo. If you can pull it off, more power to you. Ziggy says the idea that people are going to boycott Watsy over this union stuff is silly. Nobody remembers the Orion Black situation, the Starjammer Happy Monkey Slave situation, the Pinkerton situation. Why would this be any different? Yeah, the Pinkertons, that did it for me. I was like, what the actual hell? For those of you who don't remember, a guy got a hold of some, I don't even remember what set it was. He got a hold of some magic cards early and he reviewed them on his YouTube channel. He got them from a dealer. I don't even think they came from Hasbro. He got them from a dealer. They were released early. So he put them on his YouTube channel. They sent, instead of just like writing him a letter and saying, hey, could you take that video down, please? Because, you know, the street date was like 2 weeks from now or whatever. They sent the Pinkertons. The Pinkertons. They sent the Pinkertons to his house to threaten him. I'm not even kidding. That is who you're dealing with. And if you don't think, if you think you're going to go and strike and picket outside of Watsy headquarters, they're going to send the Pinkertons there too. I'm just saying, this is exactly who you're dealing with. Tread carefully. Dude says, there was a post on Reddit saying that Watsy had hired a known union busting firm, Fisher Phillips, after being asked to recognize the Magic Arena Union. And in the same post-op saying something like, hope they hired them to not screw up the unionizing process. Are we fucking mental? Naive. I mean, if you actually think they're going to go along with this, you're very, very naive. So I would predict there will be a lot of layoffs coming to Watsy pretty damn soon. And I'm going to say that within 5 years, it's going to be a handful of brand managers, AI, and a bunch of overseas talent. That is my personal opinion of how things are going to go down. So doesn't mean I agree with it. I'm just old and I'm realistic. So I'm going to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.